What are you ready to remember? What are you ready to bring back into being? Hi, if you're just joining. So I'm going to be talking about this journey that I have coming up, and on this temple, that is an 8-week journey with me from October 22nd to that, from that critical degree of Venus into a December. We go into the darkness of the year together in sisterhood. So what I know to be true, what I know to be true about being human, is that we want to be comfortable. We want to be comfortable, especially this time of year. We want the cozy blankets. We want the cozy drinks. We want the pumpkin spice things. We want to relax. We want to enjoy. We want to lean back. What I also know to be true is that there's a deep invitation happening that is unique to this time, that is about us sitting in the discomfort to reach more levels of remembering, of being, of enjoying a full life. Because there is some element to the comforts, the creature comforts of our time, that have to do with numbing, that have to do with not feeling, that have to do with pushing away, that have to do with not thinking about, not feeling, escapism. And as we go through this journey together into an honest temple, we learn that these creature comforts oftentimes get in the way of our remembering, get in the way of our truth, get in the way of what we are meant to share here in our limited time that we are here. And so we go through each one of these seven gates together. And as we go through these gates, we acknowledge all of the distractions. We acknowledge all of the things that keep us from living our truth, being our truth, and remembering. Because ultimately, our body does remember. Our body remembers. And we can try to numb and use substances to shut it down, to shut down our truth. But ultimately, we came here to have this remembering. We came here to bring wisdom and truth to the world. And the more that we are willing to feel, the more that we are willing to integrate, the more that we're willing to remember, the more powerful we are as beings. We're often told as young children, especially if you're a woman in a woman's body, that you're a princess, that you have this princess energy. But if you are feeling called to journey into this, you really have the warrior spirit. And one thing that we don't acknowledge about Venus and Venus's path in our life is that love and warriorship are two sides of the same coin. In order for us to be exemplifications of love, we have to be willing to go to battle with the parts of ourselves that aren't able or open to receiving the love, that aren't able to see our own worth. And Inanna's temple is all about acknowledging all of the glittery things, our jewelry, the clothing we wear, the filters we use, the name dropping that we do, the different coaches that we've worked with, or the different teachers that we know and we're in network with, the accolades, the degrees, the training. All of those things are great and fine, but they don't make us who we are. They don't make us who we are. And who we are at our core is the remembering, is the dream, is the reason that we're here. So this path is not for everyone. This path and these teachings aren't for everyone. They are for those of you that want to remember, that want to be in the knowing, that want to have this deeper understanding of who you are and what you came here to truly share. So we do this work together, and we have to be willing to go into battle. We have to be willing to go into battle with the parts of ourselves that don't feel that we're completely worthy. We have to go into battle with the belief systems that we've grown up in. And one of the things about an honest path is that we have to reckon and understand that things haven't been just. We've gone through things that are not okay, and that we have to feel the grief of, that we have to be willing to feel, we have to be willing to go into the great below in order to bring these things into consciousness at the higher realms. If you want to be something, someone that leads from your higher self, you have to be willing to be the person that goes into the underworld of yourself and meets all of your shadows and feels all of the feelings and feels the grief and feels the pain and alchemizes it to bring it to the light, to be the leader that is fully in understanding and knowing that it's all part of the process, that there is no good or bad, there is no right or wrong. It's all just a reckoning with the human experience. And the more that you're willing to do that, the more that your body starts to remember. And the more that your body starts to remember, the more that you have to share, the more that you have to offer, the more that you have to lead. And it becomes this beautiful continual process of remembering and sharing, remembering and sharing, gaining and growing, gaining and growing. And it all has to do with being okay with going into those places that don't feel easy, that don't feel good. We are not here to alleviate our pain. We are not here to numb our pain. We are meant to alchemize our pain into our power. And this has a lot to do with Pluto's energy. And so at the start of this journey goes from October 22nd to December 8th, I believe. It's an 8-week journey with me. And we start this journey with Venus at a very strong turning point, and she squares Pluto. And so there's something very significant about this process and me opening this channel to provide the support to my sisters as we're all transmuting a lot from these last 2 years, but also these last lifetimes, these last incarnations. We have to choose to leave the creature comforts behind in order to feel truly free. It's really funny example of this. Me and my sons were watching Free Guy. And you know, he's in this, if you haven't seen that movie, it's not going to make sense, but he's an NPC play thing in a video game. So he's not supposed to feel or be, right? And what happens is he has something that sparks his remembering. It's a physical experience. It's not something that happens up here. It's not something that happens out there. When you are sparked into your remembering, it is a physical thing. It is a energetic thing. It is something that you feel. And so if you're spending a large part of your time numbing and dissociating and trying to push away the feelings, there is no remembering that can happen then. And this is not to blame or shame or criticize. This is to say, I want to provide that support for women in particular to get to the place where you can feel the feelings in a safe environment, to come into more consciousness in a safe environment, to come into more body memory in a safe environment so that you have more wisdom to share, so that you remember who you truly are beyond the identification with your name, beyond the identification with your accolades, beyond the identification of what you look like, beyond the identification of who your parents were. At your truest, coarse, deepest level, I help you remember who you are. And that journey is invaluable, but you're only willing to take it if you have the courage, if you have the knowing that part of this journey for you is about being the warrior, and you know you can stand in it, and you know you can do it. And there is something that with these blood, sweat, and tears that we dive into together that really initiates you into this deeper knowing of what you can do for others and what you're here to do. So if you're interested in this journey with me, we start October 22nd. All the stuff is in my story about it. It has early registration. You can message me if you're interested in this journey. There's very little information that I'm sharing about this journey because it is not a results-driven journey. It is a very feminine journey. It's a very felt experience. So when I speak, you feel it and you feel like you want to remember more, this is the journey for you. If you're looking for penny for penny, getting your return on investment, knowing that this is the exact thing for your mental process for this fall, it is not the journey for you. This is a deep dive into the great below. And we do this during the time of year when we're going into Scorpio season and we are going into your pain, your poison is ultimately the thing that can be alchemized into your power and your pleasure. So if that speaks to you and you know there's more for you in this, about learning about this bridge within ourselves between these two places of the underworld and the above world, the lower self and the higher self, and how we bring this all together in a heart space into our felt experience to remember more and to be more and to share more. This is the journey for you. So I have early registration up till October 2nd. I'm super excited about this journey for all of us because we came here to feel. We came here to have an experience. And we go through this experience of coming into being where we drink from the river of forgetfulness. And we can spend our whole lives wasting time and pushing things away and not wanting to feel. And at the end of our life, that is the regret that we will have, is that we didn't experience more, that we didn't feel more, because when we experience more and when we feel more, we connect more. We have more intimacy with others. We have more capacity to share. We have more capacity to be in union with ourselves, and that helps us be in union with others. If you're at a place in your life where you're continually putting people on pedestals because of the education they had, the car they drive, the coach they worked with, then you know that you have work to do within this, because there is no pedestal. You created it in your mind, and we're dropping down into the body and getting into your inherent wealth and your inherent well-being and your inherent worthiness as a human. And when you do that work, everything shifts. So we will be diving into Venus in your chart. We will be diving into the somatics. We will be diving into the energetics of your womb and the womb space and the womb wounds that you carry and how to clear those. We'll be diving into the somatic work. We'll be diving into the embodiment work. We'll be diving into the sensual and pleasure healing work, because ultimately it's all connected. So if this speaks to your heart, check out the link in my profile. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening. If you feel inspired to share something below or how this spoke to you, or just message me, I would love to hear from you. Take good care of yourselves. Mwah.